This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people furious looking at some pretty raw video showing police in a hallway during the Uvalde massacre. This is where we're at in America. This happened back in May, and there's surveillance footage that was captured of the gunman who got into the school, entered into the school with the AR-15 rifle, walking down the hallway, shows officers, and it was just like that, like, oh, there he is, walking down the hallway. Officers in body armor just hanging around in the hallway outside the fourth grade classroom where the 19 children were killed and two teachers were killed. This was supposed to be held back, but, of course, leaked out and was released, and many of the parents hadn't seen it. So guess what? They were being called to find out their reaction to seeing the video, or had they seen the video, and many of them hadn't, and then they were furious when they went to go and look at the video, because you can clearly see that the officers that are in the hallway, while the gunman was firing, we're just hanging around in the hallway. Now, there already were reports of that. There's been an investigation. But there is something very chilling looking at the video, seeing the real time. We're seeing the moments tick away, you know, seconds and precious seconds and then minutes. You hear a part of this whole thing, you hear a 911 tape of a teacher screaming, "Get down, get in your rooms." The video was published by the Austin American Statesman, and it's an 80-minute recording of what has been known for weeks. But now you just actually see it, that heavily armed cops were in the hallway and waited for more than an hour before going inside and stopping the massacre. So there's one thing to know it, there's one thing to hear the discussion, there's one thing to see the sad parents who are completely inconsolable and grief-stricken, and it's another thing to see police with vests, with guns drawn, going down, lots of them, going down the hallway and then retreating. There's the conversation about what they were told to do. And then there's the instincts, you know, of what would you do if you were in this situation. And it just looks like they're hanging out. So many. You have to see it for yourself to believe it. But again, if you read the report, if you listened to this show or any other show and heard some of the conversations about it, it's not something we didn't know, I suppose, but actually seeing it is something completely different. One parent's reaction, screw you. Another parent's reaction, they should all be fired. So we'll see what happens now that the video's been released. But clearly, we already knew it. There were so many misses there. It was outrageous. And just a reminder of what happens when you have an active shooter. What happens to the people who are supposed to be trained? What happens to the people who are supposed to protect the people that you love that are in a place like a classroom? I have family members that have been cops. I know people in law enforcement, and I know what they tell me and how they've reacted and been almost mortally wounded. So now, more than ever, to have people that react quickly is so obviously important. So, so important. All right, so I say the show's about the buzz in the land and the water cooler buzz, virtual or in real time, if you're going back to an office, is definitely this, and it has been for a while. But that's when you're talking about the horrificness of mass shootings and then what happened in this one. So the other thing I think that has us on edge is what's happening economically, obviously, in your own home, in your own community. And the effects that we talk about again and again of the post-pandemic, the lack of supplies. We're so used to that, right? The supply and demand problem where restaurants have to close early, where restaurants can't find enough people to work, where businesses are stuck because they can't find people to work. They have help wanted signs up. I went to a dry cleaner's the other day, and I talked to the owner, and the owner said, "Oh, I'm the owner. I'm sorry, I was in the back." And he said, "There's just two of us here because we can't find anybody to work. We've been here in the community forever, and people come to us, and they're understanding, but we have to even close earlier than we normally do." That's just like one little blip in what normally would be smoother for people, where he said, you know, this is a family business and we've had this family business for a long time and usually we have people waiting in line to work for us, but now that's not the case. So how do you solve this dilemma? And the answer is it's going to take a while to get through, I think, all of it. It's going to take probably deep into next year. However, we look at inflation, and that's the other part of the ball drop for people, is the surge in gas prices that drove inflation to the 40-year high. Gas prices now coming down a little bit. That's good. That's great news, right? Shop around because in your own neighborhood's probably cheaper, maybe a couple of streets over. It's always worth checking that out, and when you have to fill it all the way up, it certainly can make a big difference. But what is so interesting and shows you where we're at in the world is for the first time in 20 years, the exchange rate between the euro and the U.S. dollar has reached parity. They're worth the same. I mean, that used to be the thing that people would say, "I can go to Europe because it's insane how much the dollar is worth. I feel like a rich person." But the euro hit $1 on Tuesday, down about 12% since the start of the year. So fears of recession on the continent are certainly abound, certainly stoked by high inflation and energy supply uncertainty. It's worse across the pond, way worse across the pond. And so much of that is because of their extra piece of the energy crisis, where we're not as obviously reliant on Russian oil, but that and their interest rate hikes that they've also seen by central banks. And we certainly have had that. The U.S. Federal Reserve is well ahead of Europe on tightening, having hiked interest rates by 75 basis points and saying that there's going to be more increases coming up later this month, so get ready for that. Coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to an author who dug up an interesting piece of history, ran with it, and created a novel next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Now, but Justin Lockhart joins us here on My Show America tonight. A couple of books we're going to talk about, children's books, My Friend and Fibberty Gibberty. I like that expression, Fibberty Gibberty. But we start with My Friend. Justin, what, first of all, what was your road to writing children's books? How'd you get into this?
Since me being sort of a kid myself, I've always been, I've always had a draw toward children's books. I've read, you know, anything from the Chronicles of Narnia and Uncle Wiggily and Babar the Elephant. It's just something about the whimsical nature of the style of the drawings and the stories, and it just has a wholesome feeling to it. So that's what got me into it. It's unlike anything. It's like being, when you're drawn into something, it's just, you see all these imaginative creatures, and I guess that's the thing that gets to me.
Yeah, and speaking of imaginative creatures, I mean, you've got inspiration all around you. You've published several comic books. You've displayed them at all kinds of places, like Comic-Con. There isn't anything bigger than that in San Diego. WonderCon, I've been to that in San Francisco. You're a big-time sketcher, and you do what I like to do, brainstorm. So this has to be really fun for you.
Yes, it's very much fun for me, brainstorm and dive in, and going to a lot of the comic conventions, going to Comic-Con and WonderCon. It is a fertile ground for someone like me to just, you know, go to different artist tables and pick their brain and get their insight and, say, yeah, that's interesting. I always come back with a more fertile imagination. Sometimes it gets, when you're going through the everyday hum and drum routine of everyday life, you know, you kind of get I get stagnant. So it's like places like that really give me a starting point.
You come up with My Friend. Tell us about My Friend, the story.
Basically, the story is a little boy's experience seen through his best friend's eyes. You know, moments when he gets in the, you know, gets in caught in trouble, or he's sick, or, you know, just sharing those experiences that friends do through, you know, good times and sometimes, and even in the low points. But it's all seen through his best friend's eyes.
I like that, through his best friend's eyes. So you, because I mentioned the comic book stuff, it's not just you writing the words and matching it. You illustrated it, of course.
Yes, I did. I did illustrate, write and illustrate them. I figured I might as well, just, you know, cut right to, forget all the other things, you know, cut to the middleman and just go straight to it and have a... You know, I feel more accomplished when I'm able to draw, paint, and illustrate and do the writing myself. I won't claim to be a Nobel laureate, but I feel I'm pretty decent with my writing.
There you go. And the illustrations are beautiful, too. And then we have another story to talk about, Fibberty Gibberty. Tell us about that one.
Yes. Fibberty Gibberty is basically a story of, well, it comes to a question, and the question I pose is this: what would happen if one lie stirred up a whole lot of trouble? And the story of Fibberty Gibberty is basically a creature, and he's from another world. They eat weird, like, fruits, and they just have fun just being themselves. But one day, there's a little boy who tells a fib, and he brings this one of these gibberties out of his realm and into the real world, and he creates all kinds of mischief around this little boy, and the little boy is kind of flummoxed because he doesn't know where this creature's coming from, and no one can really see him or hear him, so it kind of creates a really definite problem for him, and he only knows one way out of it, so it's all about the book is really about honesty, you know, just being honest.
Right, because you talk about in this how one lie opens it all up. As you say, a portal opens, right?
Yeah.
And then
right.
Gibberty gets flung, like this, he even talks about this on the description, Gibberty gets flung out of his universe and into another, yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I love that analogy. I love how you put that. What do you hope that people walk away from reading this? Because actually people can read this, but reading this to children, what do you hope they take away from it?
What I would like them to take away is that just sense of wonder and whimsy, but also, you know, that it has a lesson. Fibberty Gibberty has a lesson about being truthful and honest, and, you know, one lie can lead to another, and you have to cover that lie up, and you know, it's just something very, it's something just poignant about, you know, just being honest and being truthful and, you know, just being genuine. It's hard to see that nowadays. Same thing with my friend, just being being a friend and being there even through the good times and the bad times. And, that's pretty much it.
Perfect. I love it. You can get the book on Amazon, both books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and any website or anything else that people can go to see your work?
Google Books, I know of one, and yes, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and there are various online retailers, so it'll definitely be out there.
Yep, just put it in and it'll pop up. Justin, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it.
Well, so talented with illustrations, too, looking at his books, and I can see the influence of his ability to draw and going to Comic-Con and all that history of that, right? And he talked about that, what his influences were, Barbera, etc., some of the same things that I watched. He mentioned about the lie and talked about telling the truth, the importance of telling the truth. So coming up, we're going to go in the man cave and then odds and ends after that to close out the show. But Tiger Woods just let it fly. Speaking of not holding back, he is at St. Andrews. He's going to compete in the Open. And he's been asked, as so many other players have been asked, about this Saudi-backed golf league. I'm going to call it a league. It's, you know, really, they're events. So this invitational series. And what he said was interesting. He said, what these players are doing for guaranteed money, what is the, for the younger people, he's like, what is the incentive to practice? What is the incentive to go out there and earn it in the dirt? You're just getting paid a lot of money up front, playing a few events, playing 54 holes. He said, I can understand 54 holes is almost like a mandate when you get to the senior tour. The guys are a little bit older, a little more banged up, but when you're at this young age, and some of these kids, and they really are kids who have gone from amateur golf into that organization, 72 holes are a test. That's part of it. Woods has two opens on the old course, which is really tough. And it's now been almost 17 months after that car wreck that nearly claimed his right leg. His appearance this week is... it's huge that he's there, but imagine if he comes out of this and miraculously wins it. And I say miraculously because he's capable of winning it, but there's stiff competition, and his will he hold up for this too, right? So this golf tour is really pulled some of the world's most prominent players into it. Sergio Garcia, and I talk about it in the Man Cave, and DJ and Brooks Koepka and so many others. And what are the consequences for what the PGA Tour did, because they booted the players who shifted to that event? Then Greg Norman, who is who has been called the CEO of this event, shoots back and says how ridiculous it is what the PGA Tour's reaction is. Anyway, more of that conversation when we get into the Man Cave and of course the British Open, and the odds for the British Open are call it the Open for the Open. I say it even in the Man Cave, it's so hard to get used to that because to me it's the British Open, right? But it's not that anymore. They call it the Open because of the different courses that they play. And Tiger Woods, he's not the favorite. He's 46-1. One of the favorites is Rory McIlroy, the Irishman. He is 9-1. 9-1 to win the Open. I'll meet you in the Man Cave.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is preparing to tell detention centers nationwide that women in custody can obtain abortions, the Wall Street Journal reported. According to a memo from Acting ICE Director Tay Johnson, the order also applies to detention centers in states that have prohibited abortion since the Supreme Court's ruling last month in Dobbs v. Jackson. President Joe Biden pushed back against the speculation of Democrats wanting him to step aside at the end of his four-year term. He claimed there's plenty of support within the Democratic Party for a re-election bid, Biden cited polls that he's popular, despite one poll from 2 weeks ago that had Biden at the lowest approval rating of his presidency. You're listening to USA Radio News. First Lady Jill Biden has apologized for her comments during a speech to the nation's largest Hispanic civil rights and advocacy organization.
With the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
The National Association of Hispanic Journalists said the First Lady and her speechwriter should, quote, take the time in the future to better understand the complexities of our people and communities, unquote. Washington State's new tax on carbon dioxide emissions under the Climate Commitment Act is projected to add 46 cents per gallon to the cost of gas next year. That nearly doubles the amount of taxes Washington State residents will pay at the pump. The program starts on January 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Here we are inside the man cave, and I was just looking at the NFL training camps and when they're opening up. And it reminded me rather of the time I spent with the Dallas Cowboys. They now are, of course, in Oxnard, California, starting July 26. This has been where they've been going most recently. And I covered the Dallas Cowboys in my book that you hear me talk about, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. I tell one of the funny stories about the Cowboys when I had just gotten a huge job at a station called The Ticket, and I was only there for a couple of days. And they asked me if I wanted the seat on the Cowboys charter to the upcoming game against the Eagles in my hometown. And because I was a talk show host, I didn't really have to go and grab tape, but they said, just get the tape and give it to us and we'll work with it when you come back. So how could I resist doing that? I had a hard time figuring out where the private jet was. And it of course was an American Airlines huge bird, but it wasn't in the normal location you would think, of course, at the airport. It was hidden away so all the Cowboys could park their cars in a small lot and get on board. Well, when I figured that out, then I get on the charter. And I'm going to just read a little bit of this for you. I say, because it just made me think of this with camp opening up in a couple of days. I say, you know, I found the jet in the private loading area on the backside of the airport. It was clear from the beginning. I had no idea what I was doing. I tried to load my giant piece of luggage on my own, find my seat, figure out what I was supposed to be doing. But instead of asking for help, I just tried to figure it out on my own. What a mistake. What should I know about traveling on the Cowboys charter before I left? I should have asked that question, but I didn't do it. Only a few radio stations were given a free seat on the plane. Not showing up could mean the team pulls your seat. So instead, there I was, not asking questions, pretending to look like I knew what I was up to, getting onto the private charter jet with a roster that included Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith. Somehow I managed it. I found my seat. Just as I settled in, imagine this, someone handed me what looked like a duffel bag full of food with the Cowboys star on the side. Inside, it was like Willy Wonka land. There was a giant sub and these Kit Kat bars that could have been pontoons for a seaplane. If I'd eaten anything in it, I would have gained 20 pounds easily.
You gotta be kidding me, I said to myself as I dug through all the goodies. One of the players walking by just then must have overheard me because he stopped and said, you're a rookie. You see those guys behind you? If you don't want it, pass it back because this is just the appetizer. The meal is coming up next. One of the funny stories in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, and a great memory of training camp. And, of course, there were so many interviews and so many moments in those years in that training camp. And then I covered a bunch of other NFL teams as well. And I know many of you are anxious for the NFL season to get underway, and there's all kinds of moves that are happening now. And, you know, they have these joint practices, and I think those are pretty fun for people to see. They come up with the dates, and they announce where it's going to be and all that sort of thing. So more news and more previews of NFL teams as we get closer to the openings of the camps, which is just in a couple of weeks. British Open is 150 years old. It's really now called the Open. It's hard for me to get used to that. The Open, the Open, the Open. It's at the old course at St. Andrews. So a lot of eyes, I mentioned this on a last Man Cave we did, are on Tiger Woods, of course. What's interesting is the LIV Tour, the Saudi-backed tour, is all the talk still. One of the things that is being talked about is this Department of Justice investigation. They're investigating the PGA Tour's actions toward the LIV Tour. So how about that? They opened this investigation into the handling of the players and whether it's engaged in anti-competitive behavior during this battle with this LIV Golf Invitational Series, this new circuit being financed by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. So the inquiry, according to a lot of the player agents who have been contacted by the DOJ, is focused on what happened regarding the official world golf rankings, warning that it has issued to players who were contemplating jumping to that, you know, that competition, that invitational series, and suspensions that have been levied against players, not could have, they have been levied against players who left the PGA Tour by Jay Monahan. So I'm going to be very interested to see what they come up with here. The PGA Tour is saying it's not unexpected. We knew this. We went through this in 94. We're confident it's going to be a similar outcome, that it's going to be fine. Some of the players, you know, were lured because of these huge signing bonuses of more than $100 million. And, of course, the purses are $25 million for each event. That's giant. You got some big names, not just the lefty Phil Mickelson or Dustin Johnson. You have Patrick Reed and Sergio Garcia, and they all resigned from the PGA Tour. So we'll see how this goes, because there's so many arguments about this. Greg Norman, who's the CEO of this tour, who is a two-time Open champion, argues that professional golfers are independent contractors and should be allowed to play wherever they want. And he says, and he said to the PGA commissioner in a letter, surely you jest, and surely your lawyers, the PGA Tour, must be holding their breath. As it's been reported, you've been threatening the players in the PGA Tour, all of whom are independent contractors with lifetime bans if they decide to play golf in a league sponsored by anyone other than the tour. Intriguing, right? And there are a lot of people that are furious. One of my best buddies, she's been on the show a couple of times, my friend Annie, who's a huge golf fan, and she's been at many tournaments that I've been at, because we both were in professional sports, and when she texts me anything about it, she says, the traitors. She calls anybody who jumped to that tour the traitors. Mm. So who's going to win the Open? I don't know. Rory McIlroy? What if Tiger Woods did it? And he had a good, solid practice round. Solid 18 holes. It's going to be fun to watch, and hopefully he makes the cut. I think that's the key thing there. I mentioned the NFL and training camps, and I'll go through all of that more in depth, of course. But there's a couple of other quickies here that I'm going to hit you with. Like, people are talking about Baker Mayfield last week. That was the story. It just became official because he gave back to make it happen, basically. But it looks like, according to the GM of the Panthers, they're going to have an open competition between Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. It's interesting, they were both drafted in 2018, but Baker Mayfield was drafted first that year, and Sam Darnold certainly had some good moments with the New York Jets. It'll be, I think it'll be smart for them to do that anyway, because it gets everybody going when they get to camp, and it shouldn't be a layup that Baker is definitely going to be that fit to jump in. But I wonder how he feels about that if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't do it, what would that be like? All right, here's an interesting story. Ben Roethlisberger tweeted this out, that the Pittsburgh Steelers stadium name change doesn't seem right or real. The Steelers announced Monday, check this out if you didn't know this, that the stadium known as Heinz Field, since it opened in 2001, has been renamed to Acrisure Stadium. He played his entire 18 years, which is, I think, going to be so rare in the future, but his entire 18 years as a Steelers starting quarterback before retiring this past January. So he sounded off. He said, it just doesn't seem real. It's forever Heinz. I'll never forget that last game, it's Heinz. And it's true. With the whole naming rights deal, but listen, it's about Do-Re-Mi. It's about the capital infusion. And that's why it's being renamed, certainly. But it is going to be weird to get used to it. But Kraft Heinz didn't extend its naming rights. You know, they're headquartered in Pittsburgh. Initially, they signed a 20-year deal for naming rights for $57 million back in 2001. And they extended it through the 2021 season. So now this new company, they have a 15-year naming rights deal, but the deal isn't released how much it is, you know, to do that. But it's a huge top 10 global insurance broker, and they have massive coffers, you know, $3.8 million in just over 8 years. So it's a company that's getting bigger, bigger, and bigger. And it is weird when you have to go by these different names of stadiums. Some of the stadiums, I hate to tell you, Ben, go through a lot of revolving door names. They don't even, you know, to have Heinz Field stick as long as it did, like it's ketchup, is sometimes unusual, because a lot of times that'll be more rotating. Somebody drops out, they didn't sign a big deal, they signed for a handful of years. And they just get used to whatever the new name is. I mean, that's the world that we live in now at this point, period. And I jumped to Major League Baseball, because here we are, dog days, that whole thing, and there's lots of conversation about teams that might be in it and teams that won't be in it, and on and on and on and on. And what's tricky is when you're on the cut line and you could make it, and you lose some good players, like the Rays here in my backyard. Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco has to have surgery on his hand. He's going to be out 5 to 8 weeks. He had to leave a game over the weekend at Cincinnati because he had a ball that fouled off at 100.2 miles an hour. That's, you know, 100 mile an hour pitch, boom. That's not, of course, good. So he's going to be out. He's hitting .260, 5 homers, 23 RBI in 58 games. And he's in the first season of a big contract, $182 million, 11-year contract. So this is kind of a tough time, of course, for that to happen. But it's the decision they had to make. What are they going to do? Keep him in? And if he can't, hit, if he can't deal with it, of course not. That wouldn't make any sense. All right, once again, we are out of time here on The Man Cave. Coming up, some odds and ends as we close out the show.
It's the rich man's world.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I always call this segment Odds and Ends because there's some stories that we've talked about, things that I think you're interested in because you hear it, you either just shake your head or you're saying, I can't believe we're in this situation again. You know, I'm going to talk about these COVID boosters. But first, this story. I mean, this kid just tugs at my heart. I mean, he does. Cooper Roberts, 8 years old, he is paralyzed, but he is again in critical condition, and he's facing another complex surgery. That information was released on Tuesday. He was attending the parade with his family, and he was shot. It severed his spinal cord. That was one of the injuries. So, you know, he wanted to see his twin brother and his dog while he was briefly conscious, and that happened. He had to be sedated because of the pain, but a new infection has caused his fever to spike and elevated his heart rate. It's just so damn depressing. A GoFundMe campaign, of course, was set up. You can find that easily anywhere. And now there's like $1.4 million that has been raised for him. A lot of these people that had, you know, the other kid who was orphaned, I think his is up to $3 million plus, because people don't know what to do. You don't know what to do with this. You're sick. I mean, just feel sick over it. Another mass shooting, innocent people, you know, whether we're talking about Buffalo, whether we're talking about what happened in Highland Park, Illinois, you know, so people in the grocery store targeted for no reason. They just happen to be in the wrong place. People at a parade targeted for no reason. They happen to be in the wrong place. And then Uvalde, kids just happened to be in a room, a couple rooms that got picked. And now more outrage over that. Because there's this video, they have footage of the police response to that massacre, and it shows the officers in the school retreating. You can see them, they're just hanging out, retreating, and all of the nonsense, the chaos, the kids that are trapped, being shot, etc., that's all happening. That is what's happening. So naturally, you have the Uvalde victims' families even more outraged. I mean, what else can we do to make these people feel worse? Now they hear this. They see the video. And, of course, they're going to look at the video. The video was released by an Austin newspaper, at least portions of it. There was a lot of controversy over whether it should be released at all, but posts, you know, portions of it were released, so ahead of the official release. So naturally they've seen it, and they're saying they're a bunch of cowards. That's what the victims' families are saying. They're outraged by all these opportunities that they're being shown that could have changed the course of fate for at least some of these kids. I can't imagine being in their shoes. And, I mean, money, anything, suing, all that, fine, great. It doesn't bring back an innocent young child. Someone that a mother gave birth to, a mother and father, a couple raised, a family raised, it takes a village. I mean, you can see the pain on these people's faces whenever you see any kinds of interviews with them. It's just disgusting is what it is. And now then the official one video will be released. It's already being talked about. That absolutely is part of the buzz at the water cooler. You know, it's just, again, showing them, hey, right under your nose, here's another thing that happened. All right, you want a good story? This one was kind of widely reported, I guess. I don't know. You might have seen it if you were poking around, probably on Twitter. 4,000 beagles are going to be released or going to be rescued, not released. They're going to be rescued from a Virginia breeding facility, the Humane Society. I love it when I hear these stories. They're going to transfer them from a research place in Cumberland, Virginia, to humane societies across the U.S. where they can be adopted. They're the cutest dogs. And I was looking at some video. They had a bunch of inspections over the course of 9 months, and they found more than 70 animal welfare violations at this Invigo breeding spot. And the mortality records that were reviewed by the Department of Agriculture showed 300 puppy deaths from January 1st, 2001 to 2021, and they were all attributed to unknown causes. So that's like what they wrote, unknown cause, unknown cause. So the good news is they've already seized a bunch of them. They're transporting them. So they'll get well. Hopefully they'll find good homes. This Cumberland facility is done. No more dogs are going to have to deal with the appalling conditions and the distress that they had to endure. And I have to say that I did not grow up with dogs, but when we adopted our first dog, the Hubs and I, Mahalo, a golden retriever, I started to hear more of these stories, and there was so much I didn't know about that world. And, you know, children and kids, I have no words that I can say on these airwaves. It's appalling. And this was an appalling situation, the way that they were treated. So, you know, you look at life-saving measures, and good for the Humane Society for jumping in and doing that. I mean, so big, because they're beautiful dogs, and they'll get adopted. They'll get adopted and have hopefully a good home somewhere, and all that went before will eventually fade, because they talk about the minds of animals and what they remember, and hopefully all of that fades. Okay, this is, to me, insanity. I've said it many, many times. I could go through and tell you, since I've been on the air, how many people have fallen to their deaths or serious injury when they were trying to get a selfie in an incredible location. So an American tourist fell into the crater of Mount Vesuvius trying to get his mobile phone. This 23-year-old guy from Baltimore, he was hiking, of course, in an unauthorized trail. He was with three relatives, and two British tourists were also walking on this forbidden trail. So following the fall, he had luckily only a few bruises on his hands, arms, and back, which is incredible. He was treated by an ambulance, but the path had clear signs, forbidden access, danger, all of that. So they could end up actually, and who knows if they'll do it, but they could formally charge him for invasion of public territory. The last eruption, luckily, of Mount Vesuvius happened in 1944, but it's still active. And you'd never know, Vesuvius National Park, what could happen there. The mountain's highest peak is 4,190 feet. The crater, 1,476 feet and 984 feet deep. And it might have been a dormant volcano for all these centuries before it erupted in 79 AD, by the way. But it buried those cities when it did, like Pompeii. For example, it was submerged under 23-foot deep layer of volcanic debris, which is why people go and see it, and it's incredibly beautiful. But trying to go on the forbidden path and then falling into the crater, yeah, I'm going to say that is stupid and way, way, way over the top. Right? Way, way, way over the top. All right, because we started on such heavy, heavy notes, I want to do a few light things. I don't know how many of you are tube heads, so you watch some, you might stream some shows or whatnot, but I'm just going to hit you up with a couple of the Emmys. Do I care about award shows? No. But do I think people who work their behind off in whatever industry it is and however you get recognized, do I think it's a big deal? Yes, I do. So Succession earned the most nominations of any show, 25, including one for Outstanding Drama, Outstanding Lead Actor nods for Brian Cox and Jeremy Strong. I was never a fan of this show. It's supposed to be sort of a little a la Rupert Murdoch, but I got hooked into it when I was on the road a couple years ago, and it really is brilliantly done. Ted Lasso, I love Ted Lasso. I think it's hilarious. I didn't have to get sucked into this one. I liked it from the beginning. 20 nominations. Jason Sudeikis earns an Outstanding Lead Actor nod. Juno Temple, Brett Goldstein, Hannah Waddingham. They were all individual nominations in their categories, and there were others, too. Shows that were nominated. Who knows? You may watch some of these. Comedy series like Barry is really funny. Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think it's funny. Only Murders in the Building, it's about the whole podcasting thing and Murders in the Building, and Steve Martin is one of the stars in it, and it's very clever. A lot of people watch that. It seems like it anyway. And, you know, then you have the dramas. It's like a zillion categories too, by the way, which you have to do when you have live in the land of we have so much. You have talk series, you have reality competitions, and you know, who gets the TV talk nod? Is it John Oliver, Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, Trevor Noah, or Jimmy Kimmel Live? Or do you even watch any of those? No, because you're listening to this show, right? No, no, no. You might catch a few snippets of it in replay. All right, for reality, my vote is for The Amazing Race. I don't know how they do it. Thanks for listening to this show. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.